I don't know if you folks are aware or not, but I want everyone to be aware that the diocese right now is in a prayer campaign for vocations. It started this past Tuesday on the Assumption and runs until October 7th. It is referred to as Million Rosaries, which I thought was pretty neat, although I didn't know how obtainable a million rosaries could be. And at first I thought, well, maybe that's just kind of like a figurative speech, just like, you know, hey, thanks a million. But no, I believe it's actually to be a literal. And that's a tall order. And it's for vocations, but it's for priesthood, deacon, diaconate, the religious, and the consecrated, as well as for marriage and single. So it's vocations for all states of life. What I find interesting is, if you know some of the history of the rosary, it's a powerful prayer, and major things can happen if it's done. The Battle of Lepanto comes to mind. The miracles at Fatima come to mind. And I sometimes wonder, you know, if we really did put our hearts together and commit it for just a time frame, it's not forever, but to pray the rosary, maybe this diocese would have such an increase of vocations that other dioceses would say, how did you do it? We could smile and just say, we prayed. Wouldn't that be great? Now, if you've been on the diocesan webpage, we're far short of a million. And being that we usually are that competitive kind of people and everything else, we look at the numbers and say, well, what's the deal? There's really kind of probably no sense. I think the last I had seen was, don't quote me, but I think it's like 30,000. Okay, well, we're a little shy of a million. Just a little shy. The question is, are all of us here tonight doing our part? Now, obviously, I'm a big supporter of the rosary myself personally. I try to do actually 20 mysteries a day. I haven't gotten there yet. I can't say that I'm that busy. It's that I'm lazy and I get distracted. To be honest, it's something I'm still working on. As I am in my entire life, I'm just a work in progress. I have a feeling I'm not the only one here tonight. But it didn't dawn on me, our good bishop, at the 10:30 Mass last Sunday, was talking about this million rosaries, and he was talking about the population of us being about 60,000 plus. I mean, it was 66,000 something back last year, I believe. The diocesan webpage has the statistics. And then he was saying, and I just thought, well, it's, you know, the bishop's smart, and he knows that it was 54 days from, the Assumption to October 7th. I had to count it three times on the calendar, but he was right. It's 54 days. But it didn't dawn on me. And then I actually sat down and I thought, wait a minute. If you took 60,000 times 54, you get over 3 million. I'm figuring if half of those that claim to be Catholic would pray a daily rosary just until April or October 7th, just half, 30,000, it's still over 1 million. Isn't that amazing? Now, my brother, I won't mention Steve's name, the rosary is not his strong suit. And, you know, that's fine. And I said, I understand. I said, you know, so not a daily rosary, that's fine. Because I know for some that may not be. It might be too much of a challenge or an unfamiliar. But here's an opportunity to become familiar with it. But I said, well, what about just even one a week to still pray for the vocations? If you're considering the priesthood, well, here's your invitation. Make that call to the vocations office and say, I want to talk about this. I want to explore it. The permanent diaconate, which is the order that I'm with, seems to have one foot in the laity and one foot in the clergy. So we're stepping in a lot of stuff. We're accepting a formation group already to get started again for the permanent diaconate. And I'm here to tell you that the bishop has said that if there's anyone that's still interested, enrollment's still open. If you're looking for an opportunity, you're looking for it, give a call. If it's the consecrated life and the religious, I would strongly suggest call the order that you feel strongly about for their cause and mission to the poor or for education or for medical. Find out more about it. If you're married, for the strength of the marriage. Because we all know that there's struggles and there's great joy. My wife was telling me that, you know, Doug, there's two things that really bothers me about you. One is you don't pay attention to what I say. And the second, she said something, I can't remember what it was. You got to have some humor. I don't mean to make light of it. It's a struggle. And we need prayer for marriages, strong marriages. And if anyone's single and you think you've got it, all the other vocations think the single's got it the easiest. No, they had their challenges too, to be the light of Christ to a messed up world. So all states of life, all vocations need prayer. I truly ask that you do consider, because it's not too late, to get involved in this campaign, to get behind it. Pray for the vocations. It'd be a wonderful thing, just an absolute wonderful thing, if we were able to lead in the nation to say, wow, how did you get these? We prayed. And Ted, I don't know if you can zoom in on me, but breaking the third wall here for a second. You know, earlier this year, I think most of you know that I had both of my knees replaced. I'd like to say it was because of praying, but I'd be lying. I just wore out the knees, and I needed them replaced, and I am so very thankful and grateful to God for all of you who have prayed for me, as I was praying for you. And for those of you that are actually in social media land, those who are confined at home, I certainly had that experience this year. At 4 o'clock in the morning when I couldn't sleep, I grabbed my rosaries and I prayed for you, prayed for all of you, because you were praying for me. It's all about praying for one another. So when the bishop was saying, all right, folks, let's get behind this, let's all pray. Believe it or not, a million rosaries is not out of reach. You just need to do it. You see this with a Canaanite woman when Jesus was in Tyre and Sidon. He was out of Jewish country. He was out of the Jewish region and everything else because he wanted to have some time with his disciples and away from getting into conflicts with the Sadducees and the Pharisees and everybody else. And comes along a Canaanite woman begging for her daughter. There's nothing stronger than a mother's love for a child. She's asking our Lord to have pity on her. She calls him Lord because she recognizes his divinity, Son of God because she recognizes his humanity, and knows that Jesus is the only hope for her possessed daughter. And she keeps after Jesus. We don't hear it in the text. Other than the disciples saying, send her away, she keeps yakking. Paraphrased. But that's really what it was. It says, send her away, for she keeps calling out after us. And we know the dialogue. And I don't think Jesus was being extreme with saying that we don't give to the dogs. The Canaanite knew what relationship they had with the Jews. Two of the commentaries actually said that Jesus was smiling when he said that because she knew what was going on. But she didn't get discouraged. And her faith prevailed. What about ours? PUSH is an acronym. I don't know if you've ever heard this one yet or not. PUSH. Pray until something happens. You know, to say this, it isn't like Jesus and or God has this game of, you haven't prayed enough. No, that's not the case. But it's a matter of how much of this do you really want? I'll give you an example of this. And we see this in sports all the time. I mean, they get a trophy, but they don't get it right away. They've had to prove something. Their sincerity, their determination, their perseverance. Our prayers should also include that your will be done, Lord, just to keep everything in check. So like the Canaanite woman, persevering for her daughter and was granted. Let's do something about these vocations. Let's get them all back on track. Let's get an increase. Let's set a good example. Let's persevere in our prayers. Right now, with this campaign, let's take up our rosary as the prayer tool is being asked to do right now. Let's push. Let's pray until something happens.